belong to technology. Technology, simple and smart independence. Super Sense app has you covered. Shane Lowe, Super Sense Community Manager.
Accessible technology. Anything's possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You want to learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be accessible so that we can achieve. Teach hacks, get it all, gonna bring it in long. Accessible technology.
Shane Lowe, please raise your hand.
There we are. How are you? Can you hear me? Hope so. It's funny that the technology presenter is the one with the technical issues. I have to start by giving so much respect to the National Library Service. I'm from Kentucky, and I have so many great memories of working with the NLS and the KTBL in Kentucky. So a lot of respect. I love everything that you guys are doing. That's amazing. My name is Shane Lowe. I work for a company called Mediate. We develop SuperSense, as you might have guessed. In my free time, I'm an audio engineer. So I'm committing two sins right now, and I want to tell you about them both because I like to be very transparent. Sin number one, I really wish that I could be with you in person in South Carolina. I'm actually not too far away from you. I'm just outside of Atlanta currently traveling, which prevented me from coming to your beautiful state and your convention. Sin number two, as you can also tell, I'm on my cell phone. We're having an array of internet issues coming through in Watkinsville, Georgia. So I did want to apologize for the quality and say that I'm going to do my best to make this as interesting as possible for both of us. So when it comes to SuperSense, I want to give you the quick rundown. You know, out of respect for your guys' time, I'm sure it's getting close to lunch. I would love some lunch. I imagine you would love some lunch. So let me tell you briefly about who we are and what we do, and hopefully we could take a couple of questions if there's time. So we started SuperSense a few years ago because people asked us to. There's really no other reason to it. Our co-founders of the company were really passionate about entrepreneurship and helping underserved communities, but we really didn't know what we were going to do with the company until somebody asked us, a blind person came and spoke to us about what we could maybe do for them. And I say we, I wasn't actually in the company at this point. They hired me about 2 years ago, because they needed someone who was blind to be a part of the company. That's crucial, to have a blind person, especially in a technology startup for blind people. You have to have a blind consultant in there in some form or fashion. And so since we started working together at the beginning of 2020, we have now SuperSense, that's come incredibly far from just that idea in 2017 or 2018. But it's still founded on the same principles. You know, everything that we've created with SuperSense is something that people have asked for. And the more people asking for a feature, the more people asking for help with something or expressing that they would like to do something, the more likely and more quickly we put that feature in. So I wanted to open with that to say that there's nothing that we have done currently or in the past that's more important than what you want to do. So if you have ideas as well, the biggest thing that I want you to know out of this whole presentation is, if you don't get anything else from me, seriously, if you have a problem or if you have an idea or if there's anything that you want to talk about, please get in touch with us. I would love to talk to you. I would love to hear what's happening in your life. And I would love to know if there's anything that we can do to support you in that. As for what we do currently, that's probably of interest to you. We with SuperSense. SuperSense is our first app. It's our biggest app. It's our flagship app. And that's really what I've got time to talk to you about today. So I'm going to run through some of our SuperSense features. But feel free to check out some of the other stuff that we do as well. We do some navigation stuff and language stuff and all that. So with SuperSense, the goal is to make it smart, intuitive, you know, and simple. We want it to be really easy to navigate and kind of obvious how it works. So when you open SuperSense, you're going to be put into something called a smart scanner. And no other scanning app has this. What it does is it allows you to scan documents, quick pieces of text, currency, and barcodes without hitting anything. The phone can automatically recognize what it is and scans it accordingly. So if you're scanning a restaurant menu, it's going to scan it differently than a business card or, you know, a pack of chicken or something like that, so that you can get the info that you need without having to swipe through any features. You can swipe through features if you want. Some people really love using the smart scanner. Some people really like picking their individual features. If you go into that feature list, you will find some extra features. Things like a magnifier, things like Object Explorer, which will let you scan around an environment and see what's in the area. I use this a lot at airports. I tend to have the misfortune of flying really late flights. So I'll land in airports at about 2 a.m. and there'll be very, very few people in airports at 2 a.m. So it really helps to look for assistance, to ask for directions or look for a service counter. We have a find feature as well that lets you look for specific things. If you only want to pick a category, so if you're looking for a trash can or a doorway to get out of a building, you can use that, or a seat in a meeting. I've used it that way a few times. We also have a scene describer, so you can use that to take pictures if you want. That's the thing that I really like about it, is it takes a picture whenever you tell it to, and it will describe the picture to you so that you can then save it and put it on Instagram or send it to your mom or do whatever people do with pictures. I don't know. I don't use pictures a ton, but I think this is such a really cool feature because of how many blind people I see who are using photographs virtually to convey information. I think that's a really cool movement that's happening right now in the blind community. So we wanted to be a part of that and do what we can to support people. We also have read history. So anything that you scan in SuperSense, we don't have access to it. There's nothing that we store because we value your privacy. We don't want to take advantage of any data that you have in any way. However, that stuff is stored locally on your device in case you need it. Your phone could die, the app could crash, all kinds of crazy things happen in this digital world. And we want to make sure that you have the chance to save any data that you want. So in Read History, it has just copies of whatever you scan, and you can delete it from there if you'd like, or you can save it, you know. Actually, you can save anything from there, including barcode information if you want to send nutrition facts to a friend or ingredients or whatever. A lot of things you can actually save even from their viewers when you first scan them. But if you don't have the chance to, for whatever reason, you can also save them in Read History. I do also want to talk really quickly about the document reader that we have, and then I want to open it up for questions because that's most important to me. So our document reader does a couple of things to set itself apart. Number one, it's really fast. We worked with MIT, we worked with the National Science Foundation on this algorithm that processes documents super quickly and super accurately. When I scan a page with SuperSense, maximum errors that I get are now 1 per page. If I get an error, it's 1. I think I've gotten 2 errors 1 time in the last month. So it's super fast, it's super accurate. Part of the reason for that is it helps take the picture. So when you hold the camera up and you're trying to get an image, trying to capture an image of the document that you're looking to scan, it'll tell you in plain English how to do it. It'll tell you, move your phone 1 inch forward or move your phone a little bit closer to the document. These things that are really easy to follow, these ideas that, you know, that we all communicate to each other naturally, SuperSense is trying to talk to you naturally so that you know what it's saying. That's really important. We can do that. We have a multi-page scanner as well. So if you want to scan a whole book, or if you want to scan like a multi-page report or something like that, You can scan it all and save it all as a PDF. You can put it on the cloud if you want. You can text it, you can email it. And that's true with anything that you scan on SuperSense, because we want you to have as many opportunities to use that data however you need to or however you would like. So I would love to take questions if anyone has questions. If you forget your question or don't have time to ask your question, you can email us. You can also request free tech support or training, or request, you know, just have a question or a feature idea. You can request a call in SuperSense and I will call you back. I would love to talk to all of you, all 100 of you at the same time. So feel free to throw out your questions. I would love to hear them. And if you can't, feel free to call us or send us an email.
Any questions from the crowd out here? Hold on a second. What is your contact information?
So you can, within SuperSense, actually, you can click on, if you go into the menu, you can just click request a call and it will send me your phone number. And I can give you a call back. You can also send me an email. I'll give you my email address. It's my first name, Shane, S-H-A-N-E. At mediate.tech. So you can email me there as well if you'd like. And you can do that from any of our apps, by the way. You can request a call. That's one of the things that we really like to do to connect with people.
As Shane, I say, it's very important. Steve. Is it okay if I share your email address on our listserv?
Yes, please do. And thank you so much to Steve, by the way, for this opportunity, man. Steve connected with me about speaking with you guys and connecting with the state. So a lot of respect, a lot of thanks to Steve. Really appreciate it.
Is there a cost for this app?
Or... Someone wants to know the cost for the app, Shane.
Oh, yes. That's important to talk about. So SuperSense does cost a little bit of money. There are two reasons for that. Number one, we have the services that we use, you know, we have to pay for our servers, we have to pay for databases, for barcodes and things like that. So we have to recoup our costs. And number two, I really enjoy having money to buy dinner. You know, I really enjoy being able to pay my bills. So there's a little bit of cost to SuperSense. If you download it right now, you get 7 days for free. Because you were at the National Federation of the Blind South Carolina State Convention. I'm so used to talking to chapters. I will give you another month for free. So if you would like a free month of SuperSense, please send me an email or call me and I will connect to you. I will hook you up with a free month. And then you might have to pay for it so that I can continue to afford pizza. So it's $5 for a month. It's 50 annually or 100 for lifetime access. And that includes all new features, all updates, everything is included in that. So there's no extra fees or anything like that. I know I hate those. I really wouldn't put you through them. I really wouldn't. It'd be awful. So if you would like to buy me pizza and get a pretty sweet scanning app in the process.
What was that question?
I'm sorry?
Is it compatible between the Android and the iPhone and the Android?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's on both. Yeah, you can get it on your iPhones, your iPads, your Pixels, anything you've got. It will work on it. Except we're still working with the Braille Note Touch and the Polaris and the BS6. I think it will work on the BS6 actually, but we're still working with HIMS on the Polaris access and HumanWare on the Braille Note Touch access. So our newsletter has all this interesting stuff on it. Feel free to go to our website, supersense.app, and sign up for the newsletter. That's where we will tell you when we're compatible with the note takers. But also we support a lot of blind performing artists and visual artists. We support a lot of blindness organizations as well because we're really community driven. So we want to do everything that we can for the people that we work with. I'm blind. So how can I not support my people? That doesn't make sense. So we have a lot of interesting blindness stuff and Super Sense stuff on the newsletter. So feel free to jump on there or follow us on social media.
They're asking about a family app.
Oh, family sharing. Yes, you can use family sharing with Super Sense. We wouldn't leave your family in the cold like that. Who do you think I am? South Carolina?
Right. I'm sorry, what's the difference? They're asking the difference between Super Sense and like Seeing AI and things like that.
Oh, yes. Yes. The brief answer, there are a couple of ways to look at it. The brief answer is that it works faster. It's more efficient. It's more accurate. It has more features. And also, I care about you. So you can call me and we can have a conversation and we'll develop stuff that you need. I'm not saying Seeing AI doesn't care about you. Don't get me in trouble with Bill Gates. I really don't need that. I mean, I would love to work with our team to develop anything that you need. So if you have any features, any bug fixes, anything that you want to talk to us about, we will work on them for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, guys.